They don't just survive, they thrive. The NetBank Business Accelerator with Cape Talk.
Well, it is that time. I always get excited about it because we do some feedback, you see. We're reviewing some of the businesses that we've profiled before on the NetBank Business Accelerator. It's where we connect businesses with the Oracle, Pavlos Fotidis. He gives them great advice and hopefully they grow. We then do the feedback, which is where we are now. And our featured business is Luggage Glove. And I am joined by Chris Vonka. Chris Vonka, founder at Luggage Glove, at least. Did I say Glove? Hi there. How are you doing, Chris? Are you well?
Good and you, Kino.
I'm just, you know, is it a vase or a vase? Is it a glove or a glove?
Early morning.
Very much so. So tell us a little bit about the business. Give us a bit of an introduction to it before we talk about the sage advice that Pavlo has given.
Well, in 2006, we basically developed a product to cover your suitcase and lock it while you travel. So it's designed to protect your suitcase while you travel, as well as stop our illustrious thieves from getting inside your belongings while you're on your trip. So it performs those functions, as well as when it goes on the carousel, it's easy to identify. So that was the basic premise behind it, and we went and developed this from scratch, pretty much, from stockings and pieces of stitching, and now it's a fully fledged product that I think we've got about 30 to 40,000 in the market.
Wow, that is phenomenal. Yeah. So you obviously spoke to Pavlos Fotidis. He gave you some great advice. Did you take their advice, and if so, what did it do for the business?
So the last time we chatted with an accelerator program was in 2015 with Pavlos. Yeah. And one of his big pushing points was to us was to really get somebody to drive it, to champion on board, if you will. I'm involved in a couple of other businesses, so my time is fairly limited.
Yeah.
If I have to get this thing off the ground and keep it running and grow. So probably I gave some advice. I said, get someone to push it and really extend, market it, tell people what it's about. So that's what we did. We went out and we increased our representatives in the area. We fortunately had a very good archery of distribution already in the country. But then we've grown that, and we've got a very good little social media team that has taken it and taken the story out to the market. And now we're working on sort of in-store point of sale, which becomes another salesperson, if you will. So those types of things have all led to the product being more recognizable, the brand more recognizable. So people are literally walking into shops now asking for it. So a lot of it was very safe advice from the Oracle, as you say.
Absolutely brilliant. Now, Pavlos Fotidis is listening to us, the Oracle from Johannesburg, from the north, I believe.
Do you know that the Oracle was a lady, actually?
Hey, but it's fine, hey? We're in an equal society. The Oracle can be a male this time round, Pavlo. I think it's a phenomenal business. I, for example, travel a lot, and I'm always like, oh, gosh, I hope this bag doesn't get broken into. And I'm sick and tired of asking for blinking cable ties, and I'm not going to wrap it with those things that they have at the airport because it just looks like a big mess. So this sounds like it's wonderful. But the question is, where to from here?
You know, it's interesting because this particular business with Chris and the business we featured last night with Dallas Kahn on bed buys, there are two entrepreneurs, Kino, who have stuck to their knitting. They have been in the same industry for years and years and years and years. So Chris has been in the luggage industry for many, many years. He's dealt directly with customers. He's received broken luggage back. He's looked at what people have done to get into luggage. And that's where the idea was born from. It wasn't as if he came from outside of the sector or outside of the industry and said, hey, I've got a good idea. He looked, and from direct experience and from direct insight and from conversing with the customers that he sells this particular safety product to, he came up with the idea. But here's the thing. When you build an incredible product, a really clever product, which this is, it reminds me of what Ralph Waldo Emerson said. He said, build a better mousetrap and the world will beat a path to your door. And he was a wise man, Kino, and he was right. And he was right in the 1850s.
Yep.
But in 2000 and where are we, 17, mm-hmm. 2020, the world that we're living in, 2022, the best products in the world don't necessarily mean the best sales. And I think that the focus now needs to shift. It's not about the product anymore. It's about building a business that's in service of distributors. We've got to create a toolbox that really motivates and mobilizes sales through the distribution network. And that means a couple of things. Social media needs to be amplified. The opportunity for Chris to produce relevant content, interesting content, evidence of bags that have been broken into, stories of bags that were lost, stories of treasured leather jackets handed down to me by my father that were stolen out of my luggage. And wrap that within social media to raise awareness, to create awareness. Stories around how bag wrapping, that cling wrapping, makes you stand in a queue, almost missing a flight, raising the stress around checking in and checking out of airports. Those stories need to come to life in social media. The next thing is, you know, he's got the experience to know what the shelf, the retail shelf, or the countertop, really, of a luggage store looks like. A purpose-built point of sale, beautifully done, that sells a product itself right at the point of sale, will bring this thing to life in South Africa. And then once you've stabilized that market, honestly, we're dealing with an international commodity over here. I really think that this business in its own right will serve the international market on a remarkable level if it was given the right energy, momentum, and impetus.
Yeah, that's. I mean, obviously, you said it's not about the product. I think what Pablo is saying is it is about the product, because the product has to work. Whilst you're going to get a lot of negative press, but it's the messaging behind it. It's the emotional engagement with the potential audience and then the distribution network. Am I right?
Completely. You know, the product, listen, the product, it's got hygienic factors. It has to work. It has to work. Yeah. But to get it to market, you've got to become an expert at serving distributors and making sure that distributors in carrying the product make good money off it.
Sounds like a plan to me, Chris.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds like a lot of work, but it
looks good. No, man. You outsource to a team of creatives that can do all the fancy stuff, I would imagine, Pablo. You don't do all of that in-house. But you get people, and you do a deal with them, maybe, you know? You say, okay, you do this, and we'll help you out this way. It's about hustling, surely.
But, yeah, absolutely.
But, Chris, great having you on. I'm looking forward to hearing about, you know, your international growth and how the Americans are fighting in the queues on a Black Friday to get hold of your product, and even during the week without a Black Friday. So, Chris, great having you on the show, and a wonderful product. Chris Vonka there is the founder and the head of Luggage Glove Keto. There you go. Pablo, thank you very much for all the input, as always. Then, of course, we're going to have another business that will be showcased on the John Matham Show this afternoon. You want to give us a sneak preview about that business, maybe?
Yes. You know, Keto, it's a wonderful – this business is a real demonstration on how – you can turn your hobby of travel into a business opportunity by simply mixing in, communicating, integrating empathetically with the communities that you visit through your African travels. And it's got everything to do with fintech.
Oh, I like that. And it's not shock fintech. It's financial technology, which is really cool. Pablo, thank you very much for that. The NetBank Business Accelerator with Cape Talk. See money differently. Visit business.capetalk.co.za. For more, it's 86.